For a third day in a row, vehicles block main roads leading to two border crossings between Kosovo and Serbia. Tensions on the rise here in northern Kosovo since the arrest of a former policeman on Saturday. He was one of hundreds of ethnic Serbs who resigned from Kosovo's police force last month. They were angry at plans to ban license plates issued by Serbia and replace them with plates issued by the Kosovar government.
What is important is that we appeal to Albanians and to Serbs to preserve peace, to calm the situation. I appeal to Serbs to be calm and not to fall for provocations.
On Sunday, Kosovo's Prime Minister urged NATO peacekeepers to remove the roadblocks.
The peacekeeping mission in Kosovo is supposed to create a calm and safe environment, which also means to have freedom of movement. The blocking of public roads with heavy machinery by criminal gangs that shot at police officers is not acceptable and should not be repeated again in the future.
This year, Serbs living in northern Kosovo have mounted armed attacks over government plans they consider anti-Serbian. The European Union mission in Kosovo says a stun grenade was thrown at one of its armoured vehicles on Saturday, but nobody was injured. The bloc's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, has called on Kosovo and Serbia to de-escalate the situation.
There's a new proposal that has been tabled by the European Union with support from France and Germany and also the United States. And the focus should be on that now. The focus should be on talks, on negotiations.
Kosovo fought a war against Serbia between 1998 and 99 and unilaterally declared independence in 2008. It's recognised as a state by around 110 countries, but not by Serbia, Russia, China and five EU members. Some Serbs in Kosovo say they're being marginalised. Kosovo's president has postponed local elections in the majority Serb northern region until next April, after Serbs said they'd boycott the polls. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera.